Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
To get to kind of this matchup, Tiff, Matt played in a lot of these games, so I think it's, and some of which that I was there for and covered in Thursday night football, so it's only fitting that he goes into the Ring of Honor against Tampa Bay on a Thursday night football game.
And you have to hope that they get a win on his induction night. The last meeting, obviously, was last season, December 10th, and the Bucs beat the Falcons 29-25. In Atlanta, but you look at this Bucs team's coming in, and they are just rolling behind quarterback Baker Mayfield, who is fourth in the NFL in passer rating, second in touchdown passes, fourth in passing yards. It's going to be a challenge.
It is, but they're also battling something that we're battling, and that's injuries. And they're, Baker Mayfield is going to come in here, and a guy that caught a touchdown on a phenomenal throw by Baker Mayfield last
week—unbelievable, unbelievable.
Trey Palmer, which is across—I mean, that ball was just—he threaded the needle in that throw. But Trey Palmer out. The rookie and former teammate of Michael Penix and target of Michael Penix, Jalen McMillan, out. But then you look at a guy that has gotten a little bit better over the last couple years, Luke Gadecki, concussion, out. Gotten out of protocol yet. And a guy that I thought it was a phenomenal player coming out of college and has started to slightly boost their defensive line and kind of come into his own, and that's Kalijah Kancey. He's out too. So those are five. And I'm sorry. Did I skip one? The second best safety in football.
I was going to say, dude, truly you're not going to move on without that one.
Antoine Winfield Jr., out.
Yeah.
And I think that is the situation. That right there is one the Falcons have to take advantage of. They have to take advantage.
List, but also you want to note on the Falcons side of things, news that was coming out, which is Troy Anderson. He did not receive the all clear to play. He was injured last week, and Coach Raheem Morris did announce that he has been ruled out of the game.
Yeah, he is. Mike, I think that was kind of one where if you've covered enough, which I know you have, Tiff, these Thursday night games, you kind of saw the writing on the wall.
There's no doubt about it.
Now,
I think the Thursday night factor is one of the biggest factors for all of these, right? When you talk about the short week and just your inability to get treatment, you know, a lot of these guys could have used
knee injury.
These guys could have used, all these guys on this list that you just mentioned could have used three more days of treatment. And I think when you look at obviously, when you look at the Troy Anderson injury and you look at the knee injury, it's not only that Troy Anderson's out, it's compounded by the fact that Nate Landman was already out, right? And you're dealing with him being on IR, and now you have to go to the rookie, J.D. Bertrand. And one of the talking points after roster cuts for us guys was how they only kept four inside linebackers, right? And I know that Rashawn Evan news has come out, and there's been a number of other pieces moved around, but it's still a position that you feel like is thin, and you start getting to a point where when you're playing J.D. Bertrand, you start kind of messing with personnel and doing different things, and I think that's a good thing when it comes to the matchups you're going to have tonight.
Well, defensive coordinator Jimmy Lake, pretty positive. Let's take a listen about J.D. Bertrand.
Yeah, no, J.D. played really well, way back in the spring and into training camp, in those preseason games. He sees it really, really well. It's the reason why we drafted him. We can see and feel his football instincts. And when he once he arrived here, all of those traits showed up in practice. And so he got a few reps this last Sunday, played really, really well. And so, you know, us as coaches, we're expecting, you know, no drop off if that happens where he's going in there and go to play. And we have a lot of confidence in J.D.
The most important thing for J.D. Bertrand is going to be diagnosing the run and not getting caught up in the trash around the – I say trash, but that's, you know, basically the stuff around the line of scrimmage where, you know, offensive linemen, they're blocking. You know, you talked about how they want to run duo, Mike. Tampa Bay runs a lot of duo where you're double-teaming guys up front if you can and trying to push them basically into that the linebackers, and it's kind of a wash there. And I think that we've done a bad job in the second level of getting out of that or getting off blocks and being able to shed these blocks and make plays. It's going to be very important for him. I think that's why Rashawn Evans is where they went. I was talking to Arch yesterday, and I said, "Man, I love the way I love the Rashawn Evans pickup to the practice squad." I said, "I was talking about I think he'll be elevated this week." And I said, "Arch, I don't know. I just felt like he played so well against the run for a guy of his size when he was here," and the response was, "Hey, he went to Alabama. They coached him right." And I think that's going to be, but J.D. Bertrand went to Notre Dame, and I think that you look at them, they're a team that defensively they coach players, I've always thought, right, especially in that linebacker core. So it's going to be important for them to play how he plays against the run to me.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about it. And I think the main thing is when you're J.D. Bertrand and you're a rookie and you're seeing your first big game action, especially, and it's coming in primetime, right? You'll get your first start, it'll be in primetime, all the above. I think the key for him is going to be not trying to do too much. And I'm saying if you're getting 5 yards at a time, and you mentioned the duo play, they do a number of different things, pull in linemen, they run power, they run kick, they run a bunch of different things offensively. When you are getting, you know, gash for 4, 5, and 6 yards, it's going to it's important for you not to pull the trigger too early, right, and try to make this run fit and say, "Well, man, we can't give up any more 6 yard gains." The minute you pull the trigger too early and try to get downhill, that's the minute they're going to have an explosive. And I think that's one of the rookie mistakes you see at linebackers. It's like, "Oh, I'm going to go get this guy, tackle for loss," and then Baker Mayfield pulls the ball out of his stomach and hits you over the top on one of those seam routes, and it gets even uglier.
I think they should run blitz more on first down. I think they should come out and test them early and try to get them behind the chains, and I think that could kind of keep them from getting an offensive rhythm early.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, the key to that, and I don't think you're wrong. I think you're going to have to start taking more chances, but the key to that is going to be the timing of it, right? Because the last thing you want to be is caught in a run blitz when they're, you know, taking a shot on first down and doing some different things. So Jimmy Lake has done an incredible job up to this point, as has the secondary, but I do think that this is a very much a chess match between him and Liam Cohen tonight to see which one of them can put together a better game plan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.